Good morning. The reading today is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, and I am reading from the Pew Bible, which is on page 567. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
A moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Amen. I don't have any really interesting stories to tell this morning, I don't think, so bear with me. But what I do have is a couple of infomercials. You sit through those all the time, unless you're one of those that gets up, you know, for snacks and other things. So please stay for the infomercials. They'll be very brief. The reason I chose the topic Higher Thoughts for my message this morning was because over the years, I've been involved in a lot of Bible studies. I've led some, as you perhaps know. I lead with Ever's help the adult class on Sunday mornings. And then we also meet, the men meet Wednesday morning, as do the women. And something that happens, it seems, quite frequently, and I'm sure it happens to you too, is we will look at a passage and we'll discuss it back and forth, trying to figure it out. And guess what? We can't always end up knowing exactly what God has to say for us in that particular passage. And that's always kind of bothered me. Because I thought, well, God surely wants us to know these things. And he's put it in his word. So why can't we figure it out? So when I ran across this passage from Isaiah, I say ran across it. I think the Lord put it there. And you've already heard it this morning, but I just want to read it briefly again. And I think it makes so much sense. And the way I'm thinking about it is this. If we really understand this passage, then that should take away any pride we have that we know exactly what God is saying at any point in time. And I think that's over the line, all right? It also should take away our frustration, I think, when we say, well, there's no point in my studying the Bible. I can never really understand it. So do you understand what I'm saying there? Isaiah says, and God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So what I get from that is, we need to study God's word, we need to try to understand his will for our lives, but if something is not totally clear, it's okay. Because someday it will be. It's okay. So we shouldn't be frustrated and just say, you know, I'm just not going to study the Bible anymore because I just don't understand it. I'm just saying here, if you go in knowing that God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts, then you go in and you do the best you can. And you never have the pride of saying, I know how God thinks. I mean, I've heard people say, my God would never do X or Y, right? Or my God believes this or that. Usually those people don't really read the Bible. They're telling you what they think God thinks. And I'm saying, God says, don't go there. Because my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I am the creator. You are the created. So here comes your first infomercial. Whoops, sorry. Sorry. God the Redeemer. We're going to be studying this in the adult class this fall, starting this fall. And it traces the story of Moses and the people of Israel being redeemed out of Egypt. But it relates it also to Christ as our Redeemer. And so it's a very interesting topic. The infomercial is, try to take the time and make the commitment to look into God's Word. And if you can possibly make it on Sunday mornings to our class, please try to do that. Not difficult. You don't have to expound on anything if you don't feel like it. You can sit there and absorb. Most of us probably tend to expound more than we absorb. But that's okay. So there's your first infomercial. If you'd like to know more about God and His Word and His will for your life, God the Redeemer. We have 20 books and we can get more. But as I was looking through this, because as I said, I will be leading the study, lo and behold, this is what I read. Behold the greatness of your God. God is self-existent and self-sufficient. God needs no air, no sleep, no food. He doesn't need us, but we need Him. God is also majestic in His mysteriousness. We'll never have God totally figured out. So when I read that, I go, okay, that's God saying to me, you're on the right track here, Don, with Isaiah, because this author is saying the same thing. There's some mysteries about God that we're just not going to understand in this life. And it's okay. But the point is, does that mean we don't study His Word? Absolutely not. Another scripture that I found, I think that helps us understand, is 1 Corinthians 13:12, and this should be familiar to you. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now this is Paul talking about seeing God face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. So what Paul is saying here is that once we're in the presence of the Lord, Paul will know God fully just as God has known Paul fully. So an illustration, I think, of this, and I've never seen one of these, but I suspect they exist, is a two-way glass, right? God's on one side and you're on the other. God looks through the glass, sees you, and sees what? Sees you fully, right? This is what Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians. When God looks at me, He sees everything. Now we look back through the glass, and what do we see? Paul says. We see God dimly. Okay? See how that would work? And that's exactly the point. We can look through the mirror, and we should. We want to see God, but we're not going to see Him clearly until the day comes when we are united with God. But in the meantime, He totally sees us. Sort of a two-way mirror. So what does this mean for us? I've already kind of touched upon it. Do we stop studying God's Word because we're never going to fully understand it? Of course not. We should not do that. Does God want us to study His Word to try and learn more about Him, even if we will never in this life know it all? I would have to say yes. And why would I say that? Look at all the things He's given us to study and to know more about Him. First, the Old Testament history and prophecy, which pointed forward to Christ. Then the New Testament gospel and Jesus Himself, who revealed God. And the Holy Spirit, who exists now to help us and assist us. Those are all things that God has created or sent to us so that we can understand and know Him better. So we shouldn't back off from studying God's Word. If anything, we should be encouraged. We have more and better resources to help us understand God than any generation before. I just wanted to take a minute. I guess I do have one little story. How many of you can remember the 50s? Ooh, got to be careful here. If you don't have to put your hand up, if you don't want to. May I see those hands again, please? I want to see them. Oh, come on, folks. 50s. All right. I'm giving my age here. So I'm talking about things being revealed, and things we could never imagine, but look what's happened. Think of television. Think of the first time you saw a television set. Now, while you're thinking about that, I guess I'm going to tell you a story of my own. So this is in the 50s. For you younger folks, you have no idea what we're talking about. We got a TV, and all day long, there was one thing on that screen. Do you remember? The test pattern. It was an Indian head with circles around it, wasn't it? You remember that? The ones that put up your hand? And my goodness, we'd look at that and say, isn't that marvelous? Why are we laughing? Because you were there? Isn't that marvelous? We can sit in our homes and see that test pattern. What is going to come next? So the next thing that came was, because there were no TV stations, the only stations we could get were out of Canada. Do you remember that, any of you? And the biggest, most exciting thing was Canadian wrestling. And that's how I learned to count to three. Un, deux, trois. You remember that? It didn't take me long to figure out. That's one, two, three, and you're out. And there was Killer Kowalski and Little Beaver. Mad Dog? Vachon. Ah oui, yeah. And we'd sit there and listen to those announcers in French, and these guys are wrestling, but we can watch. We could turn the thing off, and we could still understand what was going on. Then they had a comedy called The Plouf Family, and you may not remember that. It was kind of funny if you just watched them and saw the dumb things they did. And my mom spoke French, so every once in a while she'd, throw out some, what he just said was, or what they just said was. And we thought that was so funny. And then moving ahead, that was with rabbit ears, right? Huh? Rabbit ears? The next big step in technology is what? Antennas on the roof. You remember we had forests going up over communities. Everybody had an antenna. And then what came next? Well, yeah, rotor on the antenna. But then what came? Everybody's putting them on their lawns. Great big dish. Big dish. And I said to myself, not buying one of those. I know technology is going to make those guys smaller at some point. And then color. Wow. Color. And now we're to the point, and I'm not there yet, but we can, I guess, remote control. Let's not forget that. Woo! Don't have to get up. And you need a remote control because now you don't just have three channels, you got a whole bunch of channels. You know, it used to be fun. You jump up. One designated person would jump up, change the channels, and the rest would vote and say, yes, leave it there, no, move it, There was one TV in the house. And now look where we are. We can sit on our chair, sofa, speak to the TV and say, I want to see, and I've never done this, but I guess it works. I want to see sports or I want to listen to music or whatever. My point of all this is we've seen that happen in our lifetime. Did we ever, when we first saw that test pattern, think in our wildest dreams of how things would turn out to this point with television? Did we? I certainly didn't. I was happy with the test pattern. You can imagine how ecstatic I am now. Huh? Yeah, and I'm not going to go there today. But the point is, we only see dimly now, like that test pattern, right? That really wasn't the real world of the potential of the relationship we would have with the television later on in our life, good or bad. But it kind of illustrates, I think, the point that, you know, what we see now when we look or think about God, it can't compare to what it'll be like when we see him in person. Another part of Scripture I wanted to speak about was the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19, which again, we're all familiar with. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. What has that got to do with what I'm talking about this morning? Well, first of all, I'd just like to have us think a little bit in terms of when we talk about our relationship to Jesus, very often we will say, well, he's my Savior, you know. I believe he's my Savior. But really, what God wants and what Jesus wants is to say, he's my Savior and what? Huh? Come on, guys. Savior and Lord. Thank you. Savior and Lord. We don't always emphasize that part. If we look at the Great Commission and break it down, first of all, make disciples. What's that mean? That means make Christians. Go out there and make Christians. That's the Savior part. People are being saved. Have baptisms. Baptism really is a witness to the fact that a person has accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's just a witness. But the third part is teach. Jesus says to his disciples, teach. So for all you teachers out there, you are definitely doing God's work. Teach these new Christians to obey my commandments. That's the Lord part. And this begins to get back to why we need to focus on studying Scripture. We can't obey Christ's commands if we don't know them. And probably some people avoid those because of that. Infomercial number 2. Everybody okay? Nobody's got to leave and get snacks or anything? All right. What Jesus Demands from the World. It's a little thicker book, but that's being studied in the Wednesday morning men's group. We have quite a time, don't we, guys? Yes, we do. There are 50 chapters in this book. Each one points out one demand of Jesus for us. So in this book alone, we have 50 commands that we can study. This is just one example of the resources we have now that weren't around just, you know, a few years ago. But here's the part that involves the lordship of Christ and trying to understand God's will for our life. It doesn't happen by osmosis. Remember, Paul talked about in one of his letters, he admonished, I forget which church, but said they needed to get off milk and to get onto solid food, onto meat. All right? And when you start studying God's word in some detail, that's really chewing on meat. And sometimes my premise is that we may not understand it all, but we need to keep trying. We need to keep looking in that mirror dimly and see if we can't understand more about God. So God would be less of a mystery if we knew him better. Here's my logic. To know God better is to know his demands and commands, and to know those, we need to study his word. It's kind of that simple. So I'm encouraging you this morning with my infomercials that you seriously look at your commitment to learning more about your faith, knowing that you're never going to fully understand it, or understand God. And that's okay. Because God has said it his own word, my ways are not your ways. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. Mine are higher thoughts. And if we can focus on looking at the big picture, even if it's not a clear picture, perhaps we'll look into that glass and see more clearly. God won't be as much of a mystery. It won't be as dim, perhaps, as he is at this point. So I'm encouraging you to think before we start our classes in the fall, another couple of weeks, doesn't seem possible. If you can possibly fit in Sunday mornings, you're welcome. If you can possibly fit in Wednesday mornings, you're welcome, both men and women. Or, if your schedule doesn't allow that, then consider having a Bible study in your own home or forming with a group of friends. And I'm sure that our pastor could help you with material and so forth. So this is a challenge. Two infomercials. I'm asking you to be a customer. Right? And take advantage of this offer. Our closing hymn is number 68. We praise thee, O God, our Redeemer.